Commissioners? Okay. General Manager Lou, do we have anybody that can actually break down, because it's more than just, they made more changes than just, what's this called? The change in reduction. Uh-huh. Good.
Yeah. Tom Stone, Department of Labor and Empowerment. So agenda item number six. I'm bringing up the bylaws chair for the Roseco Neighborhood Council. So in addition, if you see from the agenda, in addition to your approval right now, the ASNC, they are taking away two of the Herman seats, right?
Right.
And then I'm going to just maybe turn this over to give an explanation. Because I think the board currently now is 21, and they're taking away the two Herman seats, but also two additional seats. So the board structure will become 21 to 17. So
yes, I saw that. That's why I'm
asking.
Yeah. I know there was more than just a simple change.
Correct.
We first had contemplated.
Right.
Please tell us who you are.
Hi, my name is Cindy Lynch, and I'm currently the first vice president for Arroyo Seco Neighborhood Council. I will be the treasurer as of next Thursday, I believe, or next Friday. And I was the chair of the Rules Committee.
Okay.
In terms of changing the number of members on the board, in addition to removing the representatives from Herman, we also decided to remove two of our at-large representatives to change our board from 21 down to 17. The reason is that we have always, for the past several years, not been able to fill all of the seats. It becomes extremely hard to get a quorum when you need to have a minimum of 11 people to get a quorum, and your board is in actuality only about 16 people. So we wanted to better resize the board to better meet the neighborhood's needs. We also were, do you want me to go on with the other areas in terms
of? Please. Okay. Please let us know about the changes.
We also wanted to change the makeup of the representation of at-large members, so that rather than having, we were bringing it down from a grand total of, we used to have, it was 9 at-large members, of which 8 would be just stakeholders, and 1 would be community interest. And we wanted to change that down to 4. We'll have 7 total, and 4 will be at-large representatives, and 3 can be community interest.
You might want to let the commissioners know, who's eligible for the stakeholders.
Sure. At-large representatives are stakeholders who live, work, or own real property within the ASNC boundaries and who are 18 years or older. Community interest representatives are stakeholders who live, work, or own real property within the ASNC boundaries who are 18 years or older and who declare a stake in the neighborhood as a community interest stakeholder, defined as a person who affirms a substantial and ongoing participation with the neighborhood council boundaries and who may be in a community organization such as but not limited to educational, nonprofit, and or religious organizations.
Where is that language?
That's in the final pages of our right before the map in the application.
Yeah, because the way you did that, where is it? Let me find that. Where? I just want to make sure I heard it right. All right, that's okay. I can read it. It doesn't matter. Okay, so you've got the at-large, but this is the one. Okay, so let me ask you then.
Yes.
All right, you've mixed things here. You've said stakeholders who live, work, or own real property within the ASNC boundaries who are 18 years or older and who declare a stake.
Tamar, can I get your help with this? Wasn't community interest, do they have to be stakeholders?
No, the reason I'm looking at the word and.
Yeah, I think that we have a mistake here.
Makes it look like that is an additional requirement.
I think it's supposed to be a substitute requirement. They shouldn't have to.
I think what you really wanted to say is a stakeholders who live, work, or own property within the boundaries or
yes, absolutely.
Who declare a stake in the community,
et cetera, it is supposed to be or and not
and
yes.
Who are more than 18 years or older.
Correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
That would be the better language?
Thank you, yes.
Okay. I thought that's what I heard, and I perked when I heard that.
Yep. Okay. My bad.
No. It just, that happens. Trust me. Okay. And anything more?
The other thing was that with the reduction in size, of course, our quorum will reduce to 9 instead of 11.
Okay. That's your presumed quorum.
Yes.
Which now means that your majority is 5. So that means 5 of you don't get together and start talking about things.
That's right. We uphold that very, very sincerely.
Okay. Anything more?
It depends on what you mean by any more, sir.
Are there any more board changes?
Nothing with the board changes other than we no longer are having term limits.
Okay, but you're not changing the board itself anymore.
No,
okay.
Not so, numbers or structure.
So
no.
What we're looking at is that you're going to remove the 2 Herman members. You're going to remove your 2 at-large.
Correct.
Bringing your total board count down to 17.
Yes.
Amongst those 17, you're changing some of your board members to 4 at-large as defined and 3 that would be open to everybody, including community interest stakeholders.
Correct.
Okay. That would be one open to all of your stakeholders.
Correct.
Okay. And that's it, right?
Yes.
Any questions by any of the remaining commissioners? Okay. I would propose then that the commission, there's no cards. The commission, you got a card in? You want to make a public comment? Okay, come on.
Good changes, but as you see, the carnage has already taken place, so we'll go ahead and we'll describe what's going to happen next. Go ahead there.
Yes, now what will happen is that now that you made these changes, now there will be 2 neighborhood councils getting double money. Show me the money, bitch. Yes, now Herman gets money. Just like the Arroyo Seco gets the same amount of money, more representation. But remember, that little sliver of land you stole from Arroyo Seco, there will be a war fought over it, you know, like World War fucking 2, see? And Arroyo Seco will come back with a bigger army of attorneys, and they will invade. And they will take back what was rightfully theirs and illegally stolen by Commissioner Maggie, who kept arguing, I got a motion. That's all I heard all night. I own a store. I know what the ad is. It's called recusal, lady. Get the fuck off the panel when you have a conflict of interest. So file your writ of mandamus. Go to the Superior Court and pay the fees. Then win and sue these people personally for everything, including their houses. Then when you win their houses, you could put them in the Herman Neighborhood Council area, including Tarzana, Mr. President. See you in hell. Thank you.
That was a good one. Thank you.
Okay. There we go. So we do have a motion. I don't think we need a roll call. Those commissioners in favor, please so indicate.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion passes. Your bylaws are amended. Okay. And any comments by commissioners on what they've been doing or our business or future agenda items, et cetera, et cetera?
Commissioner?
Yes.
Was there a motion on that?
Yes. Yeah. I actually made the motion. I stated the motion.
Okay.
It was seconded, wasn't it?
Just in case.
I would like to second the motion that was made by our president.
Yeah, I did propose the motion, and then I got into it.
All right.
By the puppet. All right. I'll accept another motion if anybody wants to make it. Somebody want to make it? You want to adjourn? Somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I would like to make a motion that we adjourn.
We have a second?
Maggie Derrick Heroes.
Any objection? No objection?
No objection.
Adjourned.
Let Maggie make all the motions tonight.
And my only question is, why was Tarzan and Silver Lake chosen?
Who knows?
Well. Wayne? My apologies. I put these under my papers.
Yeah, that's right. You're commissioner.
Yeah, hello.
I did have them. Yeah, you've got the three of them, but they were under my papers.
I get you.
I carry these.
You're awesome. I love you for that.
You like these?
Yeah.
You can buy them. They're not expensive.
My husband bought me one, and I always forget it.